bum. Jam, jam, jam.
Who made this pretty song?
Harrison Bowes.
Okay. Thank you.
This song is called She Called Me a Retarded.
Is it really?
That's what it says.
Aw, that's so cool, man.
Yeah, I dig this stuff.
Yeah, me too. I like it.
I dig the fresh beats.
Mommies, do you live in the Chicago area? Well, July 11th through 14th, I'll be at the Chicago Improv. We know it's there, too, by the way.
Schaumburg.
Right, but you know what's at the Chicago Improv?
Oh, Chicken Asiago.
Yeah. I can't believe I haven't mentioned it
yet. Luke?
Luke here. Holla back, yeah.
Luke invented it.
That's Luke's invention.
In Chicago, yeah.
Some of the other improvs don't know what they're doing. They don't do it right.
They don't, man.
Luke has the fucking flavor, man.
He really does, yo. July 18th through 21st, the Columbus Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio.
O-H.
Oh, is that how you say it?
You gotta say I-O. You don't just say O.
Where is this from? I don't know this.
That's the Ohio State cheer.
That's why I don't know this.
O-H-I-O. There you go.
Was that right?
See, we could work at it.
July 27th. Uptown Theater, Napa, California, with...
It's a monster lineup.
Yeah, it's Marilyn Rice Cub, Lonnie Love, Tammy Pescatelli, and myself.
Tammy Pescatelli's doing a special. She's recording a special.
Yeah?
I think maybe this week, an hour special.
You should hit
up her Twitter feed to find out, because I know they're doing like that, you know, what's it called? Where you can get free tickets?
What's it called?
You know what I'm saying? They do the list. So
yes, to get to see the
table. Yeah. So go to Tammy's... Twitter feed, and she's a great comic.
She's also, great comic, wonderful, solid citizen.
Definitely.
In show business. One of the few.
I'm a big Tammy fan.
Me too, man. She's awesome. And then I'll go into August. Why not, right? August 1st through 4th, Omaha Funny Bone, Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
I've never been to Omaha, have you?
I have not. I've heard a lot of good things about that club, though.
Really? I'm excited. You know what? I have gotten our boxes of Omaha steaks, and I really appreciate them.
Yeah,
when I
Nebraska
get them.
Has great steaks,
great
and corn.
Hot dogs,
yep.
Pork chops. Sure, top buddy. What you got? Oh,
you done?
I'm done.
All right, come see the God. I'll be in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
July 5 through 7.
God.
At the Palm Beach Improv, and the 11th through 14th. I will be at the Hartford Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut. Actually, it's outside of Hartford, but that's what they call it. I think it's in Manchester. All these places,
right?
They just use the name.
Right.
But then they're not in that part of town. And then the next, where am I next? The Toledo Funny Bone, which is probably in like a suburb of Toledo. I'm there.
That's
July
in Omaha.
18th. July 18th through 21, I'm in Toledo. So come see the G.O.D., and
really?
I will spit science
in your mouth. I like that Toledo one. I've been there. I featured there when it was snowing. And they have that Fat Fish Blue connected to it.
Yes.
So there's all kinds of good food.
And by the way, we want to announce our next cities, but we can't because we have to have it signed, sealed, and delivered. You know what I mean? We can't announce it and then have it, you know,
backfire.
Yeah. So we're just waiting on a contract to get signed.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited to do this.
I can't wait to meet the new mummies.
And then I lick her clit.
I don't like when you do that.
Find the clit.
Stop it. Why do you like that one so much?
Because it makes you so upset. Why does it make you so upset?
Because it's a retarded person talking about sexual.
But it's irrational.
It's so gross,
how upset you get about it.
Because he's an innocent.
But he's not retarded. He's an actor.
That's why it bothers me even more.
But why? It's a regular guy.
Because they're like putting that on a retarded person. Like retarded people would never fight. Have you known retarded people? They don't talk like that. They don't say those awful things.
I feel like your reaction to this is just, there's no.
Because I'm a woman and I have have that body part, and I imagine
it's
like
an
a retarded
actor in
guy
a movie saying it like that. Why is so, it so?
But it's called suspension of disbelief. I can't believe that the guy is really retarded in the moment. That's what watching movies is all about.
But now you know he's not retarded.
Who is it again? Sean Penn?
No. It's not Sam. I am. Clint like that.
Oh, I hate it so much. I don't like it.
By the way, good God, has the feedback from the Fitzsimmons episode just been explosive?
I haven't even read it. Do you know that I am so mortified at that episode, I refuse to even look at my Twitter feed.
Babe, you gotta look.
Nah.
People love the episode. This is probably the most number of times I've seen best episode. People really, really like it.
Terrible.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I lied once. I looked.
Yeah.
And this guy was like, "Your jeans were all the way down on that one."
They were
around our ankles. I think.
Yeah.
Was the phrase.
But it was a really unique episode.
It was unique. Yeah. Yes.
It was really fun.
Listen to it if you haven't yet. It's basically where both of us got bamboozled by Greg Fitzsimmons.
Bamboozled.
Into sharing too much.
Well, he did it. He did it like a real pro. A master came in here.
Smooth operator.
A samurai came in here. Yep. And then a few minutes later, we were just looking for our clothes.
Yep. Glass of champagne later.
Man.
Motherfuck.
Jeans, who is this episode brought to us by?
Guys, it's LendingTree.com.
There you go.
LendingTree. Yeah. Rates are starting to tick. It says tick up, but I don't think that that's right.
That is correct.
What do you mean? It's not correct that it's tick up or that it's correct that
it's correct.
Up? It's tick up.
Yep.
Okay. Let me try that again.
Okay.
Rates are starting to tick up. Over the last 2 months, they have jumped over a full percentage point, but luckily, rates are still incredibly low compared to 20 years ago. With interest rates on their way up, it's simple. Check out these rates now or they may never be around again. LendingTree.com does it right. They do all of the hard work for you. You simply enter your info in the LendingTree.com site and they find the lenders for you. LendingTree.com has more than 32 million users, and a lot of those users have rated and reviewed each of their lenders on the LendingTree.com network. www.trylendingtree.com. Answer a few easy questions, and LendingTree will provide you with up to 5 competitive loan offers from their network of lenders. You can refinance now, pull equity out of your home, or buy your dream home. 15-year rates are as low as 3.5% APR, while a 30-year is as low as 4.38% APR, but they are currently on the rise. www.lendingtree.com, fast, easy, and secure. When you enter my code, HOUSE, you'll get a free home loan mortgage guide filled with tips and tools, your crash course guide to answer all of your questions. www.lendingtree.com. Or call them at 1-888-659-1670. www.trylendingtree.com. Check out their low rates today, and don't forget to enter my code HOUSE to get your free mortgage crash guide.
Beautiful. Okay.
Ready? Here we go.
Oh yeah, legal.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.lendingtree.com for details. LendingTree, NMLS, license number 1136, Arizona Mortgage Broker, license number 0902469, MA Mortgage Broker, license MV1136. LendingTree arranges but does not make loans. 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093, WA Mortgage Broker License, MB1136.
That was not that fast.
Not at all, because no. I was so afraid to...
It was cool you dropped the F-bomb in their copy, though, again.
Did I?
Yeah, that was neat. Thank you.
Do you want to edit it out?
Of course I have to edit it out.
Well, I don't know when I say F-bomb.
In the copy, again?
I don't even realize it. That's how... I'm just so in the moment that I emotively, I just emote.
You cannot...
I said, when did I say fuck?
You said it, you're like, oh, I fucked that up, like in the middle of the copy.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
You know why? Because there's a typo. It says try lendingtree.com. And I swear to God, I'm not.
Jesus, man.
I'm serious.
I believe you, but you can't say fuck in our copy because then I got to go back and paste stuff together just because you say F-bomb in the ad copy.
Do you want me to give you kisses to make up for
it? Yes.
How about this? I'm sorry for saying fuck in the middle of the copy. Tonight, I'm going to give you extra back scratches.
Okay.
I'm going to feed you treats.
Okay.
I'm going to pet your bear fur.
Downton Daddy.
And we're going to watch Downton Abbey together.
Wait, you're going to leave me, though. How long? You're going to be gone forever.
I'm going to
come back. Yeah, but then you're going to be tired. I know you. You're like, it's 11:40. I got to go to bed.
But I'm going to be keyed up because I'm going to do a show tonight.
So we can watch Downton, at least one?
Absolutely.
I'm going to watch it. Okay.
Well, you can't watch
it
without me.
If you pass when you get back, I'll watch it. If you're like, I'm just bringing it.
That's, listen, here's my solemn vow because I said fuck in the copy.
Okay.
I promise you when I get home from Flappers tonight,
mm-hmm.
I'll watch Downton Abbey with you.
Okay.
And I'll pet your bear fur.
Now I love you
and
again.
And give you treats.
Okay.
Thank you.
You ready to start the show?
Hell yeah.
This is a big show.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Real big show.
Okay.
I see people, like, I sometimes say what I'm thinking about them, but I don't mean it kind of thing. Nigga! Like that kind of, but I'm not racist and I just can't help it and I feel really guilty afterwards. Nigga!
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Do you remember my Downton dance last night?
Oh, it's so good! I wish they could see your dance.
I should put a video up doing the Downton dance.
Let's do it, a Vine one.
Yeah.
Was it like this?
It's very.
Yeah. You know what it reminded me of? The Olympics when they do the twirling of the ribbon, but in the stationary position.
Oh, there's so much to cover. I mean, I don't even know where to start. We have to talk about the DR.
Oh, my life.
One thing that we've been discussing is this big story.
Oh,
you know, we're a little behind on it because we weren't around when it dropped. It was the whole Paula Deen. We tipped our hat to her with that opening clip there. And
a tip of the hat to you.
A tip of the hat to you, Miss Deen.
Miss Lady Deen.
For those of you that don't know, Paula Deen she's sued by a former employee suing for racial discrimination. And then in the deposition, she admitted to using the N-word. And she said, I think she said something like, yeah.
Which N-word? Naughty?
Never.
Never?
Nincompoop? Nudens?
Nudens.
Nudens.
Nudicles.
And she said, I've said that before. And then she admitted to wanting to throw, I think like a wedding reception where she wanted the servers to all be black. So have like a slave theme servers.
Hilarious.
So that dropped and then her world fell apart.
Wait, so let's clarify so we can get through this. So somebody's giving a deposition and in the
She is. In as part of the deposition for the racial discrimination lawsuit.
Got you. So one of her former employees who is black.
She's a racist and I felt, you know, I felt whatever.
Oh, uncomfortable.
Hostile. Right.
Right. And it's a hostile work environment.
And then lawyers sit you down. They're like, you know, it's a recorded deposition. And they're like, let's recap what type of person you are.
Okay.
And then they're like, have you ever said the N-word?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, my, a couple times, I guess. Mm. I mean, whenever I see them.
Okay. Whenever I'm just filled with hate, which I normally am.
Whenever
I'm eating biscuits in the morning, I butter them with the N-word.
Sometimes you just can't help yourself. Sometimes they just come out, you know, you just say what you feel. But I've said it once or twice.
But here's the thing. If you're in a deposition and someone's like, do you use the word, the N-word? You know what
you say? What's the answer? What is the answer? Tell me.
No.
Yeah.
Always. Always no. Like, you don't.
You go, is there a recording of that? Me saying it? No. No.
Was there evidence of me saying that ever?
Do you have a recording right there of me saying it? Yeah, no.
Why would you? Who admits to?
That's,
just say no, dude.
You know, can I tell you?
What's
wrong
with you?
The biggest point. Here's why she admitted to saying it. Because she didn't think it was that big of a deal.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
That's why she was like, yeah, I mean, I've said it, yeah.
And therein lies the entire crux of the situation.
Right now, the lesson is lie about certain things.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Well, you're right, but she doesn't know that it's so so inappropriate to say
it's so
that
offensive,
word.
You don't say that. Yeah. That's just, you know, it's just one of those, you know.
Big words.
You know what I mean? So a lot has gone down for her.
Oh, my
She apologized. Well, she was supposed to appear on the Today Show earlier this week on Monday, and she couldn't. She
why,
was
y'all?
Just,
I can't
well,
understand.
Why don't you let her tell you herself?
Hello, y'all. I'm Paula Deen. I was invited this morning to speak with Matt Lauer about a subject that has been very hurtful for a lot of people. And Matt, I have to say, I was physically not able this morning. The pain has been tremendous that I have caused to myself and to others. And so I'm taking this opportunity now that I've pulled myself together and am able to speak to offer an apology to those that I have hurt.
Mm.
I want people to understand.
What? That there are blacks that you just have to say it for.
I didn't. What I said.
Big words.
I said, and then the igger just came out right after.
Yeah, I was saying, that looks bigger, but I stopped. And I said, and I said, and I said, igger. So it's just a stream of words that came out.
Hey, do you know how to start a really sincere apology on the internet? Huh. Hey, y'all, it's Paula Deen. Is that how you open?
It's such a bad, you know what, though? This is somebody who didn't hire the crisis
consultant.
Like the crisis people who are like, this is a disaster.
you fucked up.
Yeah, you have a lot of money. Pay the people to teach you how to do this right. Don't be like, I'm gonna set up my iPhone and say, hey y'all, I don't know if you're cooking breakfast right now, but you may have heard that I said a couple words you might not like.
Well, that's kind of, and the way that she phrases it, have caused pain on myself, and it's still very not sincere, vague
language. It's the wrong language. That's what you need, the language to be direct.
Well, it's bullshit language, because she's obviously not sorry.
It's, here, I'll let
it's not
out.
An apology.
My family and I are not the kind of people that the press is wanting to say we are.
Rednecks.
I've spent the best of 24 years
calling people N-words
to help myself and others. Your color of your skin, your religion, your sexual preference does not matter to me, but it's what's in the heart. And my family and I try to live by that. And I am here to say I am so sorry. I was wrong. Yes, I've worked hard and I've made mistakes.
You know,
yes,
that's how
I've worked hard and made mistakes. What is
that's
what
it shows you when somebody is this. When a bad apology is when you don't apologize directly.
Right.
So she goes, yes, I've been wrong.
Right.
I've made mistakes.
I've worked hard and I've made, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Stupid.
Somebody put this on, didn't know the story, they'd be like, what about what?
What did you do?
Why are you what are you apologizing for?
Yeah, it's vague language.
That's the here's what the lesson about these apologies, I think. You either don't apologize.
Right.
Or apologize profusely and directly.
I agree.
That's the way to do it.
Agreed.
These apologies, you should just not apologize.
I agree. And don't you feel bad for Southerners that are normal, kind people?
Of course.
I'm sure they exist.
Of course.
And they're like, I can't. And she makes every Southern person sound like an inbred, retard hillbilly.
But that is no excuse.
No excuse. All right. No excuse for what? Kind of reminds you of another woman a few years ago.
Nigger, nigger, nigger is what you hear on HB. Why don't you let me finish a sentence?
Okay.
Don't take things out of context.
Oh,
you know what? If you're that hypersensitive about color and don't have a sense of humor, don't marry out of your race. And to put it in its context, she said the N-word, and I said on HBO, listening to Black Comics, you hear nigger, nigger, nigger. I didn't call anybody a nigger. Need a sense of humor.
Big words.
Wait, what does having a sense of humor have to do with calling someone the N-bomb? It's not funny at all.
That she tagged her shit was like, Just get a sense of humor.
Right.
Well, this is, we played a much more short, cut down version of that, but Dr. Laura, this is what got her fired from terrestrial radio.
I tell you, these broads
are losing their jobs.
It's rightly so. I mean, listen, we here at your mom's house are huge proponents of freedom of speech, obviously. Yeah. Just the thing
is, and we
is,
like offensive stuff.
Love offensive stuff. But if you choose to say offensive things, the repercussions spin, which is why you got to choose it wisely. For instance, I say cunt on stage because it's supposedly an offensive word towards women. I can say that. You know who can say the N-bomb? Black comics. That's it.
Right.
Pretty much. And black people, right? They can say
it. A lot of black people are not fans of it. Like, I mean, like amongst themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I know black people who are like, yeah, I don't say that. I don't find it amusing or funny. But I'm saying coming from other black people.
Right, right. But that, again, that's a debate that they're allowed to have in their own community. That's not even our debate.
Yeah.
My favorite, though, is Paula Deen is like, hey, didn't it come from the really funny, funny idea to have a slave party?
Yeah. Well, that's like part of what came out in the deposition is that she was like, let's have a dinner. Or I think it was like a reception for a wedding that she was like, let's have all black servers wear white coats. So it's like back in the slave days. And everyone was like, Paula.
Big words.
Hey, Paula. What a funny, fun idea.
Yeah.
To mock human suffering.
So here's what's happened to her.
Let's have a Holocaust party. Why don't we? Come on, Paula.
We'll get real skinny servers and we'll get them kind of loose, big clothing. Looks like they lost a lot of weight. And
put them in a big shower.
And they'll be naked. It'll be kind of fun. This was just bad.
German shepherds running, chasing them all around.
And everyone can be a Nazi if they want. They can wear a Nazi costume. So here's what's happened to Paula since this went down. Food Network is not renewing her contract. And she's a big star. So they're like,
yes.
Nope. She lost a couple of her sponsors, like she's a spokesperson, and then she got dropped by diabetes.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Not diabetes.
Yes,
diabetes.
They dropped her today.
Oh no! And that was her milk money. That was her gravy train. That's why
that's
she's
a
big fat pig. She can do that.
That's a new one. Like, she came out said she was like, "Oh yeah, I make all this fatter than shit food for you." And by the way, I have
diabetes.
Right. I'm saying. It was a perfect marriage.
It was. Well, she lost a bunch of weight. She lost a lot of weight after she was like, "I have it. I got the sugar."
I think Paula.
We all feel the same way about this, unfortunately, Paula.
You make my pussy dry.
Right?
Absolutely.
You feel dry when you hear?
It's so bad. It's such a bad choice. It's so stupid.
Yeah. So, yeah. Dr. Laura did that, and she lost her radio job. Paula Deen.
It's going to devastate Paula. It is devastating.
It is.
Paula
Deen's and then
career.
Furthermore, this is the stuff you haven't heard yet. She did the Today Show, the one that she missed.
Matt Lauer.
I went on the Lauer Show.
And I like how she has to name drop in her apology video, too. Like, I couldn't go on the Today Show with Matt Lauer because I'm so sorry. Like, why are you?
So today she went back. Or was it today or yesterday? And she did the interview that she was supposed to do 4 or 5 days ago. Okay?
Big a shock.
Still?
Somewhat, yes, because there's been some very, very hurtful lies said about me.
I want to get to specifics in a second, Paula. The difference between Friday and now is really on the business side of things.
Yes, yes.
Food Network says no more. Smithfield Foods said they're severing ties with you. QVC, a big partner of yours, is weighing their options. Do you think you've been treated fairly by your business partners?
They, let me say this, before we even get into that, the main reason I am here today, Matt, is it's important to me that I tell you and everyone out there what I believe and how I live my life. I believe that every creature on this earth, every one of God's creatures was created equal.
Except for,
no matter who you choose to go to bed at night with, no matter what church you go to pray, I believe that everyone should be treated equal. And that's the way I was raised, and that's the way I live my life.
One of the headlines I read, Paula. Yes.
It's so, I love, this is so great, because he's trying to be so much more direct, because she's being this,
yeah, bullshit,
using this vague, soft, mm-hmm, like, let's talk about your business stuff. Mm-hmm. I think God's creatures are all equal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Too late for that, sweetheart.
I think that we're all.
What about your slave party? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that fun idea.
They said millions of dollars at stake for Paula Deen in today's show interview. So are you here to express what you just said, or are you here to stop the financial bleeding?
Ooh. I am here today because I want people to know who I am, and people that have worked beside me, have walked beside me, know what kind of person I am. And I'm so distressed that people I've never heard of are all of a sudden experts on who I am. And you know what distresses me the very most, Matt? Their words are being given weight.
Well, they're having an impact, Paula. And let's stay on the business side for a second. Okay. Do you think you've been treated fairly by the companies that have now distanced themselves from you? You are a cook, but you're also a businesswoman. You're the head of a brand. You understand the bottom line. Yes. You understand image.
Yes.
Given the same circumstances, would you have fired you?
Would I have fired me? Knowing me? No. I'm very lucky in this aspect, Matt. I'm so fortunate that so many of my partners that know who I am have decided to stand by me. QVC has not dropped me.
They say they're weighing their options.
Well, there's only two that has dropped me. And I am so very thankful for the partners that I have that believe in me.
Right now, as we sit here, it seems to me an informal jury of your peers and your fans and your critics and your business associates are weighing the question, is Paula Deen a racist? So I'll ask it to you bluntly. Are you a racist?
No. No, I'm not.
By birth, by choice, by osmosis, you don't feel you have racist tendencies?
No. As a child, I was raised in a...
Oh, this is here we're going to go.
Here we go.
That my father tolerated bad grades. He would tolerate maybe me breaking a curfew. But he told me, he said, girl, if I ever find out that you have behaved in a way where you think you're better than others or have been unkind, your butt is going to be mine.
All right, but you raised your right hand.
Yes, I did.
And you swore under oath
that
you have used a word that is the most offensive word you can use to describe an African-American. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you've talked about this wedding you wanted to plan, that plantation-style wedding, whether you use the N-word or not. So how does someone use the N-word, whether in anger or in a joke or in private, the most offensive word to African-Americans, and not be considered a racist?
Yes. The day I used that word, it was...
The day I used that word.
I think, wouldn't you say that I would think the N-bomb to be the most offensive word in English language, period.
I think
To Americans,
yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much the most.
Not just African ones, all of us. It's pretty real.
It's a jarring thing. It's one of those... You know, words that you hear and you're like, whoa.
Do you know what I do wish? Is that if Matt Lauer was like, are you a racist? Just say yeah. Just be like, yeah, you know what? I am. And then, because there are people that will be like, fuck yeah, Paula, I'm on board too. And then she could start a whole new business with people.
She would definitely
think
have
just
fans.
Like her.
Yeah, she would definitely get some fans. Let's see if she...
Why are you lying about it then?
It was 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
She remembers.
To my head.
A gun.
A shaking gun, because the man that had the gun to my head, unbeknowing to me, was my customer at the main office.
But didn't you also admit, Paul, that you used the word on other occasions?
No.
So you have, other than that one time in the bank, a robbery attempt, you're telling me you have never used the N-word.
I have never.
Okay, there you go. She smartened up. Like, nope, one time.
Yeah, dummy. Did she call the robber? Is that what she's claiming?
She's saying that's the time. So I don't know.
Wait a minute. But someone has a gun to your head. You don't call them that.
I think maybe what she's implying is that I said it about this guy who put a gun to my head. That's what she's saying, I think.
He asked me in all of my 66 years on earth, had I ever used it? That man was so frightened that day he put the gun to my head because he was a customer at the main office. He was later caught. And I had gone out on a limb for him and gotten him alone, and he was frightened that I was going to recognize him.
So reports that you were asked in that deposition whether you had used the N-word on other occasions and said probably or of course are inaccurate?
No. I answered the question truthfully.
So you have never used the N-word other than that one occasion?
No, it's just not a part of who we are.
All right. Well,
What, you're done with it?
Yeah, I don't want to keep
you're over it.
Yeah.
It's
The line of question, tell me the time that you said it. That's
just court system nonsense.
Matt Lauer just being like, so what, just to recap,
right? Can you name all the times you've said the N-word?
Can you break it down?
How much time do you have?
Yeah, and then I'm saying swears like nigger and stuff, big words.
He should have had her on the show. Tell me how many times you've dropped it.
Oh, a lot.
Jesus.
It's so silly in a way. I mean, look, if she's a racist, which I'm probably guessing, yeah, maybe.
You think she is?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Do you and I throw it about?
No.
Like, not really. It's not really part of our vernacular.
Not really?
No, I mean, like, as comics, we've said it to other comedians as part of jokes.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it prominently in a joke that's
right
on television.
And so on your CD.
Yeah. I said it on a Comedy Central half hour.
But within a context.
The context was the comparison to the word midget.
Right.
So that's the context.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that part does hold weight. Like, I do think the Dr. Laura thing is that...
Let's talk about her. I love her so much.
Yeah. The thing about her is that she just chose to say it instead of saying N-word.
Mm-hmm.
That caller, when she said it, the caller was telling her, like, oh, you know, I'm black, my husband's white, and my husband's friends are making me uncomfortable. And then they always ask me black questions, and then, you know, what do you think of the N-word? And Dr. Laura was like, well, it depends how it's said. And she goes, you know, you turn on HBO, black comics drop it all the time. But she said... You know, she said it, and that's what the listener took offense to,
mm-hmm.
that she's actually saying the word. Mm-hmm. But she goes, yeah, but I'm not saying it to you. I'm saying that comics say it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, right.
So she had a point, but I think the fact that she just kept saying it over and over and over on the air is what people were like, Jesus.
Well, because at some point it does become gratuitous. It does become antagonistic.
Right.
She was doing it
to a black caller.
To elicit a response.
Right.
You know, listen, Dr. Laura, I just started listening to her two months ago.
On XM radio. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's discussed this incident. And apparently...
She did?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I listened to this broad... so much now. I'm obsessed because, first of all, her ideas are so fucking retarded on so many levels. You know, she advocates going back to the 1950s socially, essentially. Like,
so you listen to her for a laugh?
For a giggle, for a gut-busting laugh, absolutely. Now, is she completely off her nut on everything? No.
Yeah.
I do like a lot of old-school American values, so I like some of what she says. But point being, Dr. Laura has referenced this as being the incident that made her go to Sirius XM because she's like, I got so much heat essentially from that, like so much hate mail poured in, and it was so much drama that it took her off terrestrial radio, mm-hmm. and she went and made a deal with Sirius XM. Now, that's how much it affected her career, which should give you an indication, like it should tell you as a public person, you may not want to drop.
Yeah. And then keep in mind, this is a we have recordings of Dr. Laura.
Yeah.
Right? She's actually, it's there. It's
right.
her.
Right.
Paula Deen's just like admitting to it.
Right.
That's the, right?
Oh, you know what
it's
I can't.
It's a very big difference.
Do you know what I can't wait for?
What?
Is, because you know her and Oprah used to be butt buddies.
Oh yeah.
Is Oprah going to interview her?
Oppo.
Do you think?
How have things been different for you, Paula? Well, Oprah, it's a world of difference.
I don't know. What is the difference, Paula? Sorry, I interrupted you.
Well, you know, I just don't associate so much with your kinds no more. I don't have them over here as much as I used to.
It's been so hard to find the help.
And I took chitlins off the menu, if you know what I mean.
Do you think, but I don't know if Oprah would even interview her. Because
I don't know what I mean. I think that, you know, she probably liked Paula as like for that personality.
Yeah.
And now
she's Southern and so is Oprah. Right, Oprah loves the South. Southern people.
So I don't know. It's interesting to see, you know. I just like watching it. It's a fun show the scandal is fun to watch. These things are fun. It's fun to watch people tread water and they're like, what I meant to say was. I love watching this.
Well, we were in DR when the story broke and our internet connection wasn't that great, but I just got to see some vague headlines and it really filled my heart with joy to know that Paula Deen's going through this debacle.
Oh, yeah. Did you see...
You have a sense of humor about it.
Oh, my God. Did you see Bill Burr on Conan talking about it?
No.
Here, you got to hear this. Let me see if I can pull this up for you. Bill Burr went on Conan to discuss Paula Deen. Bill's so good. Jesus,
man. Of course. He's fantastic.
I mean, but everything... He always has an angle on these current event things. It's just so funny, man. So good. Here he is.
Paula Deen might be like next door. That's a very strange situation she's in right now. Now that the hammer came down. Because now it's like, all right, the executive's got to be like, all right, what is the... Because she's basically like a $100 million whale just sitting there. No, I don't, that's not a fat joke. That's a gambling thing. All right?
Get not your a fat mind. Joke. Yeah, that's a gambling a joke. Joke.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, she'll make you $100 million. Mm-hmm. And she's just sitting there on the beach... Right? And they're going to figure out what is the acceptable amount of time.
Yes.
After somebody drops the N-word or admits to it, that you can bring them back on TV to make cookies.
Yeah.
So you're saying she's going to be back.
You're saying
on.
She's coming back.
She's making, dude, Dog the Bounty Hunter. I looked it up. 3 months.
3 months.
He got a 3-month suspension. And within 3 months, he was back on TV. And some of the guys he was chasing were African-American. And nobody had a problem with him. It's a really weird situation.
So what you're saying is they catch someone cookies. In one of these situations. They say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Everybody says we want nothing more
Dude,
to do with you.
Dog the Bounty Hunters.
I remember.
Was insane.
Because he was, like, threatening the kid
His
for
own
dating.
Son was dating a black girl. And there's recordings of him not just dropping it in the most offensive, like, it was outrageous.
Does he still have a TV show?
Yes. Yes. So Bill's right about that. I mean, God. Let's see. Dog the Bounty Hunter. Let's see if I can pull this up. His stuff.
But Dog, and Dog's not defense, but rash, like reasoning. He works with street people. He works in a really tough, like, prison-y environment. People drop all kinds of shit.
I'm not taking a chance on some motherfucker. I don't care if she's a Mexican or whatever. It's not because she's black. It's because we use the word nigger sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some fucking nigger heard us say nigger and turned us into the Enquirer magazine. Our career is over.
And that's the actual fucking audio that gets... People get that, and they're like, you can still do your show.
The irony.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So 3 months, and Dog came back, huh?
3 months, man. That is, because I remember, now that I think about it, do you know when this happened?
Yeah.
I can almost swear that I get it right, and this is why. I think I was doing jokes about it at the Tampa Improv.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the week after we got engaged.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I made jokes about him and I was like, really? The guy with the sleeveless leather vest and like colored like ribbons in his ponytails?
Mad Max.
Drops N bombs? I would never in a million years believe that.
Right.
Like, I remember making that joke at that Tampa Improv.
But do you love his reasoning? If you listen to the reasoning,
yeah.
He's like, listen, we love saying this word.
Yes, yeah.
You're going to bring someone over. who's that's going to get offended, and then we can't say that word.
I love that word.
That's his whole problem.
Yeah, that's
it's not.
Problem.
He's not hating on the girl for being black.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that we can't use our fun word anymore, guys.
I gotta say my word. That's hilarious.
It's crazy.
And then the clock is running.
No, first what happens is you get caught, and then you have the people who are like professionally like outraged. You know, those people get on. They can't even get it out. What kind of a person? Who, I mean, just blah, 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 right? They do that.
Like, hilarious. Oh, shit. Billy Burr. So funny.
I mean, look, we've heard people drop it in comedy world. Never.
Yeah. Here's the other thing that people don't understand, though, about comics necessarily, is that comics, not on stage, off stage, like to say things to anybody to elicit reactions.
Right, right.
Comics
right.
say it because it's taboo.
It's supposed to offend. Right. It's funnier
the,
that
it's
way.
It's the idea of like, oh, did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how comics say it. And they say it in conversation. And it's like you know, they're just seeing if you'll react to it.
Who's going to, it's like that game of chicken, like who flinches.
It is. Yeah. And that's
emotional chicken.
You know, they'll act like it's casual to seem
right.
like it's even, you know, more to get even a bigger reaction. Like, you know, right. and that's why I told that cunt to, you know, wipe up her cunt. And
then, I guess, but I guess it is the intent behind
it
how
is.
You
have
say
to,
anything.
Yeah.
The intent is really what matters.
This is pretty direct though, right?
I'm not taking that chance at all.
Taking the
Never
chance.
In life. Never. Never.
His son, here's how much of a piece of shit this guy's got to be. His son recorded this, and his son turned it in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To fucking do that to your dad?
He must really hate his dad.
He must really hate his dad.
Is it one of the sons that's on the show
and, hey,
with them?
Guess what? Guess what?
What?
This is uploaded November 7, 2007.
Oh, my God. We got engaged November 8th.
So my prediction of that week is correct.
Wait, Jeans, though, which son is it? Is it the son that still works with him and the family?
I have no idea.
I mean, that you think that's one way to take it out of the dog family.
It's incredible.
That sucks.
That this one's way, way crazier than Paula Deen or Dr. Laura. It's way crazier.
Because it's blatantly, he's like, love saying this
racist.
Word. Please don't let me
this
not
is,
say it.
This is, there's a huge, we talk about intent and context and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a guy who's straight up like, I hate these motherfuckers.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to be able to say that shit.
But I think your joke being that like, oh, but you expect him because he looks like that. And
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you look at him and you're like, if you were looking at this guy, you're like, you think this guy drops N-bombs? And you didn't know who he was? You'd be like, I think that guy wakes up to N-bombs.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He has some with his orange juice and his eggs in the morning. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Jesus.
Well, because I think my family's super inappropriate. My stepdad being Indian, my mother being Hungarian. I had three Indian stepsisters. We're like, I feel like we threw around awful things all the time.
Yeah.
But again, never in hate. Never in.
Yeah.
My mother called my stepfather a towel head. You fucking raghead towel head.
Yeah. Take your laundry
off your head, motherfucker. Yeah. And then, you know, he went, oh, you got your big titties and whatever.
But I mean,
tits.
You know, he wasn't like, you're horrible. Like, that was.
No.
The relationship.
Yeah, right? It's different.
Yeah, I mean, my dad says stuff all the time that, like, I know is a joke, but he's doing it to see if I'll laugh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, whatever we're driving by, you know, he's like, you want to go to this chopstick joint here? See if there's any. Something
right.
pops out of a rice patty. And I'm like, Jesus, man. And he goes, ah, come on, that was a joke. Like, he's saying it to see if I'll laugh.
Of course.
You know?
Just to play inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah. It's to be for the sake of being inappropriate. I don't know. It's always complicated, these things, because you're like, I like the inappropriate game.
Yeah, me too.
From anybody. I'm not talking about like just from certain people. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody does that, by the way. You know?
Yeah, of course. I just wish there were a word for white people as equally awful.
Yeah,
you know?
It would have to be more offensive.
It just seems so unfair. Like there's only one awful thing and there's nothing equivalent for whitey yet. I mean, there's cracker.
Yeah.
What is there? I mean, peckerhead.
There's a lot
peckerwood.
Of hate. Sometimes when people say it, but it still doesn't sting as bad.
It's not
fucking
as good.
Crackers, and you're like, that's all right.
Peck of wood. Wait, what else is there?
Honky.
Oh, remember that sketch with Richard Pryor? Yeah, and Chevy Chase, they did it.
They did?
And Chevy Chase drops the N-bomb, and there's, like, really nothing else to go after that. I think that's the
joke. What, they're, like, going tit for tat?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, peck of wood, you know.
Yeah.
Darky, blah, blah, blah. And then he says the N-word, and that's it.
Which N-word?
Dead Peckerwood or something, he says back.
Which,
you know,
N-word?
Nancy.
Which N-word?
Big words.
Yeah.
But Dr. Laura, that really fucked her, man. Big time. Big time. Big time.
If there's anything we want you to take away from this, it's say you didn't say it.
Yeah. Deny it, man. What's wrong with you?
If there's not a recording, you didn't say it. If there is a recording, you say I was playing the inappropriate game with somebody.
Well,
that's how we do it. Yeah. Or you just say, I'm a huge racist.
I mean, just admit to it.
Yeah, but then your shit's done, right? If you admit to it.
Her shit's already kind of done. She's salvaging.
I think you can pull it out of the oven now, Dane. I think she'll be back.
She will, like she'll Bill Burr back. Said, yeah.
Yeah, she'll
it's
be back.
It's not over. Because I'm trying to think, in show business, she is this cash cow. He's right.
She's a cash cow, and there's also a lot of fans still.
There's very few things you can do to asshole your way out of the business if you're that successful. Look at Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Bipolar, junkie, wife beater,
also
lunatic.
Also has left his wife a voicemail that's out there that he drops an N-bomb
Charlie
on.
Sheen?
Charlie Sheen, I swear to God.
Okay, but the point being, how did show business punish him? They gave him another sitcom. So it doesn't last very long. No, remember Mel Gibson too. Doesn't he drop an N-bomb?
Absolutely.
Or a Jew? He calls a police officer a kike or something like that?
No, he says, I think
Mel Gibson does it. This. Yeah, God, they all.
Mel
do
Gibson
this.
Dropped it.
I didn't even hear her say it.
Yeah. Voicemail to his ex-wife,
right? And that,
yeah,
didn't get as much vitriol.
Nothing.
As
and there's
Paula
a recording,
Dean. Right?
There is a recording.
So let's think about this. So what about Paula Dean is so hateful? Why do we want her crucified?
Part
so
of
bad?
It is that she's Southern and old, and they're like, "Oh, you're just an old Southern racist." Like
it's confirming what we already
exactly.
wanted to believe about you.
You see her, and you go, "That's yeah. a racist. That's an old school yeah. racist. Some Savannah, Georgia."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
Put a little extra cheese on that.
Right, right.
And she's confirming it. She's admitting to it.
Right. So it's the dream, the fantasy come true.
Yes.
And we're all applauding like, yeah, we knew it,
this
you dumb bitch.
This guy is you fucking.
Yes.
Dumb. I mean, this is intense.
Yes. And he's got a new TV show because of
absolutely.
It. The Warlock came back. He toured
but
and he got a TV series.
That speaks more to Bill Burr's point. If
right.
you generate a certain amount of money.
That's right.
That's where
doesn't
the permission
matter.
Goes.
Right? Doesn't matter.
Mel Gibson is hundreds of millions of dollars. So people have written him off, but still, if he wants to make a movie, that shit's gonna go.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it is all
this
about
business.
the dollar.
Of course.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's really what this is. That's what we just discovered.
Unbelievable.
It's the dollar amount.
Of course, man.
God damn, Charlie Sheen is insane.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit. Because if he were just a civilian, if he didn't, you know, play make-believe for a living, yeah, this guy would be in prison long ago for beating up now Denise Richards and then the wife before, right?
I don't
right?
even know how many people, yeah.
He's a junkie, and they keep putting him in Aspen rehabs and stuff. The judges send him to these highfalutin mm-hmm. places. And guess what? If he weren't a celebrity, his ass would be in jail.
Yep, that's true.
I wish they would.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we haven't talked about that we were in La Republica Dominicana. Bienvenidos a la República Dominicana.
How much fun.
At our resort, you can have all the food and all the drink and most importantly, all the porno you want.
Wait at 8 a.m.? We're watching porno.
Then you have lunch.
Yes.
But after lunch, maybe another porno.
And then after the other porno, porno discussion time.
You talk about what you like about the porno, what you don't like about the porno. And then you have your dinner. Y de ahí, you watch maybe one more porno and then you go to bed. Do you like?
You have to ejaculate before dinner.
And they have many different genres of porno.
Maybe we should explain this.
We were in beautiful DR outside of Punta Cana in an area called Uvero Alto.
Beautiful. And
beautiful beach.
Beautiful.
Kindest.
Nice brown people. Beautiful very, brown men looking very Puerto Rican looking. Very handsome. A lot of them named Juan Carlos or John Carlos or some variant.
Yes.
Handsome boys. Ugh.
All right.
Ugh.
I was a little taken aback by the one who was not only dark like you like, but also had light eyes. I was like,
whoa,
this guy
which one? John
crushes.
Carlos?
I don't remember his name.
I think it was John Carlos.
I was like, this dude crushes.
Love it.
Crushes tail hair. Okay. He was like dark and had like bright eyes. I was like, shit. Mm. Imagine when he slings his dick around this neighborhood, what happens?
What a room service. Maybe he'll deliver. But the best part of this resort, so it was very secluded, which was nice, mm-hmm. off the beaten path. There were like no 20-year-old kids doing shots and no children sliding down water. So it was very nice. The highlight of it for us mm-hmm. was that we went into our beautiful, clean, air-conditioned room, turn on the television. Not only do we get HBO,
we got Channel 96.
Which was hardcore pornography.
Hard,
Spice Channel level. It was full DPs, full, you know, black guy, white girl, multiple inputs.
What you see, like what you search for online, except on your television, really changed our opinion. Like watching it on TV is way better.
Right. So we were on the beach and you mentioned, you're like, you know, I forgot the pleasures of watching porno on television.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't agree with you more.
I got to hook up that thing so that we can watch our laptop on the TV. We can set that up.
You can watch porno on TV
Absolutely.
All the time.
It's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Yeah.
When you remember, we used to watch DVDs before the internet. And that was really special to see something just like normal.
Or videotapes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Porno. Porno.
Wake up in the morning. You watch your porno.
You eat your breakfast, then you watch some more porno.
Welcome to Republica Dominicana. We have all the porn you like.
It's so great that they were just like, just put that shit in every room, man. Let these people watch porno.
But the best part is that some people didn't get porno.
Right. They're like, it's scrambled, right? And I was like, what do you mean? Yeah. They're like, you get to see it? And I was like,
oh, all day.
Yeah, man. We put it on every time we go to the room. And this guy was like, hold on. I was seeing like snow. Like I could see what was there. And I was like, no, we have the channel.
And the best is that those guys were kind of dad bonery. Like they were like the total khaki, like, you know, like the dads.
Yeah.
And we were drinking
pina coladas.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? You guys got the channel? We're like, oh, yeah, man.
Like, is it just pay for that? I was like, no, man.
Yeah, free.
Just dicks out all the time.
All inclusive. Yeah. Porno included.
I mean, there was DPs. There was gangbangs. There was two girls and a guy, two guys and a girl.
Right.
There was some school theme stuff. Yeah, interracial porn.
Mm-hmm.
What
did you tell me? You know, you thoughtfully shared with me. I didn't know these things. What's the term when all the holes are plugged?
Oh, that's airtight.
Airtight.
Yes. But I also taught you about that. That's a jawbreaker.
I didn't know.
A jawbreaker is an industry term for when a girl puts the dong in her mouth and you can see it through her cheek. Like you can, like if you push your tongue through your cheek, right? But they do that with a dong. It's called a jawbreaker.
You know what I like best about our marriage?
Learning. Sharing and learning?
Yeah. I mean, I have this bookcase full of Kierkegaard and Nietzsche and Jean-Paul Sartre.
Dick, I'll make you slap somebody in the face.
And it's like we have a free exchange of ideas in our relationship.
Right, right.
I tell you about existentialism and you tell me about what a jawbreaker is.
Yeah, so we're each bringing our expertise to the table in our relationship.
It's kind of what a marriage is based on.
Yeah. It's a great example of how to lead a happy life and have a great marriage.
Mm-hmm. And so porno, and my favorite part of porno in the room is that whenever my husband would order room service, in the background, we would play loud porno. Or if the housekeeper was knocking on the door, loud porno.
She scared me that a couple times.
What do you mean?
We spent your Smurf day in DR.
That's right.
Tell our listeners.
That was nice. That was really nice. Very special. We got a nice cake made by the chef. He made a tres leches.
It was a great time.
Spanish.
That was a great time. Can I tell you?
That means three milks.
Three different milks, y'all, and the blacks can drink it too. there's something so great, about any vacation you can take.
Yeah.
Vacation, just, it doesn't matter if you do a staycation, whether you drive to the next town or whether you leave the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that everybody deserves to do, is take a week off from, I don't care what your career is, what your job is. You have to look into doing this, plan ahead and go, you know, and that's why I always tell people, you got to get, if you have a credit card that you use and you're not getting some type of reward system, please do that. Because if it's money you were going to spend anyways, you might as well get something extra out of it. You can call, like if you have like a Visa or MasterCard, and you can call the bank on it. And if you're like, you can just say, hey, can I upgrade this to, it's not even an upgrade. You can just say, is there an affiliate program with an airline or a hotel? And then every time you use that shit, and I'm not saying this is not like a sponsor thing, but every time you use that, you get these points. And over time, you can use that to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
I'll tell
it's
you.
Really great. We didn't pay for plane ticket.
No, it was all included. Yeah, my dad took care of it. But the thing is.
No, but the plane ticket was from our
from
points.
Miles. Yeah. Is that when you look back on your life, I don't remember my week in Toledo, Ohio, performing necessarily. I don't remember these things. What I do remember is being on the beach with my husband.
Right. These are your real memories.
Talking about watching porno on Channel 96.
It absolutely is. Porno. Put on 96. Watch a little porno, maybe a guy put something in your anus, and then you come back down to the beach and you have a nice swim, and then you go watch more porno.
Do you think Maria would like the Dominicans?
Oh, yeah. She told me today, I told her, she was like, how was your trip there? And I was like, it was great. And she goes, I guess...
dirty and disgusting.
She goes, I guess everybody that's dirty gets sent out of that country to come work for the restaurants in New York. And I go, I was like, Jesus. If she were Paula Deen, she would be fucking fired in a second.
They're so sweet, though. The Dominicans were so kind.
Of course they are.
And
didn't she say this here? Hold on. You worked at a number of...
I worked a lot of places.
But the last place that I know in New York that you worked at... and
Tavern on the Green.
When there's a lot of Dominicans and Puerto Ricans working under you at that one? Was that
one? No, my God, no. Thankfully, no.
Oh, my God, no. Thankfully, no.
Okay. Okay. They're dirty and disgusting. But you know what we did see? So this was a couples only place. And you know, we love to. We would speculate on different couples before we talk to them. Oh, it's the most fun.
Yeah. That's one of my greatest memories of this vacation is going to be talking about people.
Just judging them.
Yeah.
Like, where are they from? What do they do? What's the story?
Yeah.
So there was one couple. This remember we were in the jacuzzi area, that spa area, and you said that you saw a guy and a girl. The girl was much younger than him, and they got out of the spa, and she toweled him off.
She toweled. He sat there, fully capable. He had arms and hands, and then she was like, "I'm gonna dry off your back, daddy." And then he had some on his chest still, so he cocked his head back to expose it, like to show her. And then she dried off his chest and stuff too.
Like a toddler.
Dude, it was. I was like, this dude, this is like, I felt like this was done for show. Like, this is for like, for us.
Right.
And it was like, watch how this, what, you know, I don't towel myself off.
God forbid, yeah. And I missed it. My back was turned. And then
it was amazing.
You were like, oh my God, this guy just got her to towel him off.
Yeah, it was like, shit, that's your job. We speculated that was, hey, I brought you here, bitch, so you got to do shit like towel me
off. I'm going to fill you up and seal you shut all week. That's the reason for this trip, bitch.
Absolutely.
I don't care if there's sand in your cooch.
What it was I'm taking you to DR. How's that sound? Great. We're going to towel my shit off and drain my nuts. Okay.
Towel my shit off. Drain these nuts.
Yep.
Also, we saw there was this awesome. We were sitting at the pool with those dads, with the khaki crew, and then we look over on the beach, and we see this like young couple from Detroit, and they're taking really provocative like couples pictures.
My God,
it was like they're in their bathing suits, and you know, like there's a photographer, and we're like, oh, maybe this is like their wedding, whatever. And then the positions get more and more provocative, like. She's
super uncomfortable
on top of him on the beach, public.
Yes,
and then they're standing, and then he's lifting one of her legs.
They were in sex position. They were doing porno stills,
right?
But just with bathing suits. Yes,
it was like a Kama Sutra.
Her leg wrapped around him, like him holding it, and him basically inside of her.
Right, that's what it looks like from a distance. Yeah.
And then she lays flat. On the beach,
yeah,
and they place him where his dick is, but between her butt cheeks, like photos like that, and then they switch shots and a lot of like, I mean, what blue steel kind of looks,
a lot of eye contact.
Oh my God, unbelievable!
So the best part of that is we were like Tommy and me, and then these like strangers, essentially these other men at the pool. You know when you unite, you bond with strangers over making fun of somebody else. That's what happened. Like, we saw this and this ridiculousness, and then we all drank and laughed from a distance.
Yeah.
So now, the next day, I'm in, like, the computer room trying to check email, and I look, and it's the photographer, and it's his portfolio book, and I open it up, and I call you over, and it was like, it was all...
collection of those.
Exact photos.
Like, yes.
And that was his MO.
We put it together that we thought that like this girl and this guy were so vain and so into themselves. They're like, take photos of us doing these poses. Cause that's what it looks like. It looks like they're going, now we're going to do this pose. And that's where we're like, oh my God. And then you see that the photo book was all that. And we're like, oh, so what it is, they direct every couple to do each and every one of these poses, which are wildly inappropriate,
wildly
ridiculous poses that I don't know how you could look at and not laugh at yourself, or how you could seriously hang one of those up. Like, they're so ridiculous. You cannot hang up.
What?
They can't hang in your living room.
Yeah. And so you're like, absurd. Oh, mom and dad, this is when Carrie and I were fucking on the beach.
In Dominican Republic, and we were about to shoot a porno, and then we were watching a lot of porno on Channel 96, and then we shot these pictures.
That's so inappropriate.
It's ridiculous.
It was so trashy. Ridiculous. So Tom and I were like, oh, we should do these. Because first of all, you and I were the fattest people at this resort.
Definitely.
Fattest.
Even the people that were older.
We were the fattest.
45-year-olds and 50-year-olds.
There may have been a fat lesbian couple.
Very fat. You're right. Those pigs were definitely bigger.
Right. Yes. They outpigged us.
Yeah.
A little. But we were ordering, like, the portions at this place were rational.
Very.
Like, normal size portions. Yes. And we would be like, just keep them coming. Like, we were ordering.
Well, there was an appetizer one day that was, they were like, because it was all-inclusive, right? And they're like,
yeah, give me more.
Sushi appetizer. And then there's, I'll go, I'll take the sushi appetizer. And they brought out three little.
Come on now. Piece three.
I mean, you talk about how I Shirley myself at sushi joints.
Right.
You can imagine when they brought out the three, I was like, you can go ahead and double up on this, man. You can bring out another one. He's like, oh, okay. I wanted to be like, why don't you bring it out four more times?
I know. Because we totally did.
But no, we didn't do that too bad there, though. We didn't pig out. I don't feel like we pigged out, did we?
A few times I felt like I did. But I felt safer doing it because the room service was also all included.
Yeah.
So we didn't.
That's amazing.
So that's the best part. If you really want to be a pig, you just order it to the room. And that way your shame is only between you and the guy that delivers it.
Yeah. And then you just give him a few bucks and he forgets about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you cry yourself to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a really neat update. I don't know if you want to do the brown talk.
You're just going to drop it on me like that. Like, hey, I don't know if you're going to do the brown talk. All right.
All aboard! Next stop, brown talk. Brown talk coming up. You've been warned.
So, interesting, you know, my friend Eric texted me. He's like, oh, you're going to DR.
Yeah.
Good luck, Diarrhea City.
Mm-hmm.
Proud to report, guys. Not one bout of diarrhea between the two of us.
Not even close. Not even a loose one.
Not even a loose stool.
Yeah.
I had some cramping on the ride back to the airport where I thought I had one.
Oh, that's right.
I had one too many glasses of passion fruit juice because that's my favorite taste in the world.
Yeah.
I asked for two glasses and then I thought, oh dear, I'm going to pay the price.
I shouldn't have had that second glass is what you thought. Is that what you thought?
But you know what you have when you're in another country and you're like, oh, fuck, this is a third world shit I'm about to take. And I know that it's a third world shit. And so I'm in this car ride with you in the taxi on the way back to the airport. And I'm like, just please. And you have to breathe and focus and breathe and calm myself down that I wasn't going to shit in my pants. And you know what? I didn't. I held it. And then I shit at the airport.
Yeah. And it wasn't a diarrhea shit.
It wasn't a diarrhea.
I'm real proud of you.
Thank you. It wasn't loose. It was just quick. You know, it was ready to go. It was knocking on the door. Now, the interesting thing too is I made a bad mistake on the flight there.
Yeah.
We took a red eye and I ate a lot of chips and salsa.
I remember we were sitting in that lounge waiting for our flight and I says to you, baby, you were about to eat something. I says, do you remember South Africa? Remember the
right
flight?
Yeah, because I sharted.
Yep, and you go, I sure do remember throwing out those panties on the plane.
So I'm very happy to report that I had some really bad smelling farts on the way there, but I never had diarrhea. Neither did Tom.
That's true.
But your farts didn't smell very nice either.
Yeah, that's true. We had a great time. That was a great fucking trip.
You know what? It was good. And I think having time off really gives you perspective on life. You realize that not everything is as important as it seems.
I want to be grateful right now. I want to be thankful and grateful to our listeners.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you guys.
We love you.
It's so much fun to do this show. And just really, you know.
I missed you. I feel like I missed.
I did.
Did you miss them? I missed them.
We took care of our great intern, Aaron.
Yes, thank you, Aaron.
Took care of uploading the episodes because I was like, look, we're going to DR. There might not be a real good upload speed.
And there wasn't.
Yeah. So thank God.
Yeah.
But thank you, Aaron. But yeah, we just have an awesome listenership. Our audience is just great. We appreciate the shit out of you guys.
Yeah.
Somebody, I wanted to play this. I'm sorry. What happened was I pulled this. We were going to play it before we left.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get a chance to.
Okay.
And I think, so because of that, I don't know how to give credit.
Oh.
But I think it's maybe a YouTube thing.
Okay.
I think. It's either a YouTube thing or it's an audio file, but somebody put this together, which I thought was fantastic. I think it's a homage to Top Dog.
Part of enjoying life is to make the most out of everything that you do. You see lions out in the Serengeti when they stake out their territory, you know, with their scent. That's what I do. Anytime I start blowing farts, you know, 30 minutes later, I'll be dropping one in.
Did you just fart?
Did you just fart in your hand?
This was a real squirter. Drop my load. Just chill and take a dump.
He's the Oprah of shitting.
Absolutely. Kind of the Dr. Oz of the radio network.
You know the wipes people use to clean, like, their countertops? Industrial strength.
Always use the handicap stone.
It's hard to hold your cheeks together when you're walking downstairs.
The cheeks don't stay closed on the butt. The toilet seat covers worked great. It did the job.
You gave me great advice on how to wipe. If you wipe too hard, like I used to get dingleberries. You need to wipe down.
Wipe down.
Mm-hmm. Wipe down.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is so good. My stomach hurts from laughing. That was so good.
Oh my God. And I feel terrible not being able to give credit to whoever.
We got to find that out.
We'll find out.
Oh my life. That was
if
hilarious.
If it's you, I'm sorry. It's an honest mistake. I really don't know. But that is fan fucking tastic.
I could hear that 10 more times and laugh as hard.
We'll play it again for sure.
May I read this letter from a listener?
Yeah.
Since we're on the brown path right now.
Sure.
This is an email we got a while back. Eric from St. Louis writes, I'm excited to report a wonderful discovery I recently made. I am a truck driver who unloads his own freight. One morning while unloading, the urge hit me. Hurrying to the bathroom, I left my weight belt on while I sat down. Let me tell you, that weight belt was as rewarding as a hug from Jesus himself. Apparently, that tightness on my abdomen, I can't even, it's so funny, helps focus the power being exerted by my body.
You really like this.
I don't know why Brad makes me laugh so hard.
Oh my God.
The belt makes the bathroom experience so much more rewarding. Everything comes out so... Sorry.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I can't.
She just handed me the letter.
It makes me laugh. Because
she can't finish this.
I'm second to last.
That belt makes the bathroom experience so much more rewarding. Everything comes out so easily and completely. I now try to use the belt as often as I can. I thought the mommies would enjoy giving this a try. If you don't mention this on the show, please at least let Top Dog know. Every time feces easily passes through my colon, I think of him. Jeans always high. Eric from St. Louis. Holy shit, Eric. I've never seen Christina break down like this.
I'm crying. The weight belt, it's so silly.
It's such
silly.
A great idea.
It's so silly.
But it makes so much sense.
I know. It pushes everything down.
That weight belt is tight around your waist, right? So it's giving you back support.
Stop it.
And it's squeezing. I'm going to tell my dad has weight belts.
Stop it. Stop it.
And
you're not going to tell him.
I am. It's like somebody going like this, like that to you. It's like squeezing toothpaste. Out of a toothpaste tube, right? It's squeezing it, and the shit just flies out. I'm gonna get you one. I'm gonna get you a belt.
I can't take it. Will you tell? Yeah, tell Top Dog to try it.
Absolutely,
because he does have them. Oh man, right. My eyes are crying.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Eric. I think we'll definitely have to. We're gonna have to go out on that. That was amazing.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric, and thank you, mommies. We missed you in DR. Believe it or not, we talked about you guys. Does that sound weird?
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you. So we'll see you next week. Please visit your mom's house podcast.com.
The weight belt.
Get a weight belt.
Put your weight belt on Amazon.com.
Always use big words and...
and deny them if you use
deny
them.
Deny them if you say them. Thanks again, guys. We'll see you... We'll see you out there, and we'll see you in a week.
Bye, Gene.
Or less than a week. Yeah, bye.